All right, let's wade right into this one. And, of course, this is where St. Mary's University in Halifax dare not go, wouldn't go, citing security reasons. Well, we've got the sanctity of radio and the security of such. And to introduce the two participants into the debate over whether or not racial diversity is, in fact, a strength or a weakness for this country, we've been joined on the line by Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance, which, of course, is a magazine based in Virginia, advocates the separation of the races. He's also a self-described race realist. Jared, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right. Peter March, philosophy prof at St. Mary's University in Halifax. You didn't get your opportunity at your own school, but I understand you guys reprised this at a radio station in Halifax. Was it yesterday, Peter?
Yeah, we did sort of the debate, but it's very different without an audience. And then in the evening, the university spent $1,200 or more arranging for a private videoing, and Jared and I did that in an expensive location, secret location, Halifax last night.
Well, let me ask you, Peter, I'll start with that, because, I mean, you've been known in the past for, I guess, showing that, you know, you're not afraid of freedom of expression or free speech. In fact, did you not post the pictures of the Prophet Muhammad, the cartoons, the Danish cartoons, on your office wall?
I sure did, twice, three times.
Uh-huh. And is that as...
No, on my office door, actually.
Right. And I'm assuming that's because you believe, however much someone might be offended by a point of view, it's important to at least get it aired out publicly.
I think, say, stronger than that, it's only the boneheads who think that offense should interfere with free speech. I don't give a damn who's offended. At least my job is not to give a damn. I'm like a judge. So you're hurt. Too bad. Answer the goddamn question.
All right, when you talk about Jared Taylor or you take him on in a debate, to their discredit, I guess St. Mary's wouldn't allow it to go on. But what do you make of his premise that racism is all about it's divisive and it's not really a strength but rather a weakness here in a country that celebrates multiculturalism?
Well, I think the fact is, I've learned a lot from my experience with Jared. I think the fact is that the kind of data that's running around in the media, and indeed the kind of data you get off a lot of the human rights commissions, etc., speaks very, very strongly in favor of racism. And I now understand why many of my university wanted me to shut up about this, because they suspect, of course, that if you have an open discussion, the racist is going to win. Now, Jared doesn't want to be called a racist, but he does admit that he dislikes blacks. And he
never said such a thing. Never said such a thing.
What do you mean by a race realist?
Well, you didn't want your daughter to marry a black.
Well, that's an entirely different matter. I might not want my daughter to marry a Chinese or a Hindu or a Muslim.
Said it was a matter of taste. It was like choosing a pet.
Well, it's certainly not a matter of disliking them. There are plenty of black.
I thought your taste was. I can never get it clear. But anyhow, my point is that I think the media data, and the stuff that you might dig up by listening to human rights people and black activists actually speaks in favor of racism. So it's very dangerous to speak about it, because the racist point of view is vastly easier to substantiate.
All right, I just wanted to get it clear from Jared Taylor. Now, based on what Peter March has said, obviously this is going back to other debates that you've had, or the most recent one. If you don't want your daughter to marry a black or someone who's Chinese, Asian, whatever, you by definition, doesn't that make you racist?
First of all, let's get back to the way you introduced me. You introduced me as advocating separation of the races. I've never advocated any such thing. I advocate complete free association. That means if people wish to mix racially, that's their business. But what I'm saying is also some people are not going to wish to mix racially, and they should not be forced to do so. In this country today, you can be forced to mix racially. As far as marriage is concerned, yes, I want my grandchildren to look like my grandparents. I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. There are plenty of Jews, for example, who want their children to marry Jews to maintain a certain tradition. I say God bless them. There are many blacks who don't want their children marrying outside their race. That's a perfectly natural, normal, healthy expression of loyalty to one's people. And I see absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Jared's always going on about what's natural and assuming that what's natural is good. And in fact, of course, if you look across the span of things that we call natural, 90% of them are really horrible. It's perfectly natural for men to dominate women, I suppose. It's natural for men to have wars. It's natural for us to defecate when we feel like it, et cetera, on the street. So that's one of the fundamental and very, very difficult to combat, because he, in the matter of naturalism, you know, he has a whole biosphere argument, the natural food groups, et cetera. who actually believe this crock, that if it's natural, it's okay. And Jared is right. I think he's right that if you encounter someone who looks sufficiently like a human being but is very different from you, you immediately recoil with great care and thinking, wait a minute, what's this? What's going on? I'm not used to this. I got to think. And you back off. You think. You're cautious. You're a little bit neurotic or paranoid. Perfectly natural. So then Jared says, well, it's natural. You can't say it's wrong.
Yeah, but that's not...
So is rape, Jared.
Well, hold on. Look. I'm saying this, that given this inherent tribalism of human beings, why does one impose an unnecessary burden on a country by forcibly making it multiracial?
Because...
No, hold on.
That's the clear question. You don't get to answer it. The clear question is, why are we trying to not enforce tribalism? The fact is that it is a bad thing, what you are talking about, even though it is natural. And you're saying, well, all I'm asking for is freedom here. The answer is, yes, you're saying that, for example, since it is perfectly natural to commit rape, we should be allowed to do it.
Absolutely not.
All right, gentlemen, I got to get you to hang on, and we'll get back to the central question, or the premise for the debate. Is racial diversity, in fact, a strength or a weakness in a country like Canada that celebrates it? As I said, multiculturalism's become the way of doing things. It's official policy and has been for at least a generation and a half. We'll get back into the debate and take some calls, too, if you wanted to opine. 870-6400, *640 on cell. Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance and self-described race realist, and Peter March, philosophy prof at St. Mary's University in Halifax. Oakley Show coming back. All right, back into it, finishing up strong with Jared Taylor and Peter March, the two participants in a debate over racial diversity, whether or not it's a strength or weakness for Canada. And Jared Taylor, I guess, is sort of thrown down a gauntlet. Peter March taking it up as a philosophy prof at St. Mary's University in Halifax. Let me ask you, Jared, here. You talked about tribalism. Tribalism, racism, or race, you saying they're one and the same?
They're very similar. People have very limited capacity for a kind of universal devotion to the world at large. My only point is, up until the 1970s, Canada was overwhelmingly white. Then you made this funny decision, okay, that's not a good thing. We're going to import people from all around the world. And lo and behold, now you have a problem with racism. In fact,
Where do we have a problem, though? I mean, how do you see that manifest?
Well, the Canadian Commission for UNESCO says racism, quote, imperils democracy. Federal Human Rights Commission says racism is a serious threat to the social fabric of Canadian society.
Balance. So, Peter, I mean, help me out here. Balance, do you think it's been a strength or weakness?
All he's doing is quoting out of context here.
What's the context?
They're saying it's a serious matter. That means we've got to address it. It doesn't mean that we've got a problem that's going to destroy us.
Well,
he's reading that sentence as in an ambiguous way. When the commission says this is a very serious matter, it's saying to us we've got to work at it. It's not saying it's a problem that's destroying us in any sense. And listen, if you want to know about the limited capacity of human beings to be diverse, you just look at Canada. In Canada, we have managed to bring together Germans, French, Italians, people from Africa, people
same
from
race.
Indonesia, Malaysia, and we have what is a world-class peaceful society. It is not true that we are being destroyed by our racial tensions, by our cultural diversity. We are admired universally, Taylor, by the whole world. Look at the statistics. What do they think of your effort down in the States, which emphasizes individualism and tribalism? They think you are the least attractive country in the world except for money.
Calm yourself, Professor. Calm yourself. Well, you have conceded. You have yet to tell me what is a single strength that Canada has because of the presence of multiracialism. You yourself have admitted. Just a moment. I haven't interrupted you. I haven't interrupted you.
You like asking questions and answering. You're going to ask
look,
a question.
All right, but so it's Mr. Taylor.
I will give you an answer of one serious value for diversity.
What is it?
It is wonderful that I can go out and hire a black person, a yellow person, an Indonesian, and I can give them a job. And they can get satisfaction from it. They can feel human rights. They can feel self-respect. That is a wonderful thing in my life. Maybe not in yours.
And on balance, isn't Canada working as a consequence?
Those are positive things that somebody has a job.
Jared Taylor, on balance, too, Canada, with waves of immigrants over the last century and a half, two centuries, it seems to be working and prospering.
Exactly.
It works when the immigrants are largely the same race. You have a proper and effective melting pot. After a couple of generations, as Professor March suggests, you can't tell a Frenchman from an Italian from a German unless they stay in Quebec. Now, race is a different matter. You have had Native Americans here for centuries, and still you have a terrible problem because The difference is racial. And now you are compounding the problem by importing Asians, Africans, people from the Indian subcontinent. The more that arrive here, the more they will create a kind of center of gravity for racial and cultural loyalty, and you will have increasing divisiveness.
Our policy will prevent that from happening. The fact is, we have to allow people who are Hindus or Muslims or from the Indian subcontinent or Malaysia here.
You don't
have to. If we block them, and you don't seem to be sensitive to this, to block such people in our immigration policy is to say a direct thing to them, like aborting the disabled people. It is like saying, we do not want your kind around here, Jared, and that does not produce a diverse society. It produces a diverse battle.
Hey, let me take some calls here quickly, gentlemen, as to this point.
Society.
Whether or not diversity is a strength or weakness here in Canada with our two participants. Ken, go ahead. You're on the Oakley Show, AM 640 Toronto.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yep.
Good morning.
I'm Native Indian, and I'm about to have my first child. And if it's a girl, I'd very much so like for her to marry a native and keep the bloodline going. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Of course not.
So am I a racist because of that?
Of course not. Of course not. It's perfectly natural.
Buddy. Oh, yes, you are a racist.
How
like
am I a racist?
One race
because
better
I want to
than
carry,
another.
Carry
that's
on
the definition of racism. You better
learn. All right, hang on. I want to get Peter in on this one. Peter, what's your thought on Ken's call?
It's just outrageous. All these soft racists floating around waiting for Taylor to give them the cue to speak. The fact is, as you said yourself, to prefer one race merely on the basis of its race, that's racism. Grow up and get real. That's the English language. And is racism a bad thing? You're damn right. It's divisive. We want to bring your daughter to marry someone who is not, ideally. Why? Because we have many races in Canada, if you want to talk that way.
Hey, Peter March, do you think that sometimes we confuse race with culture?
Reservations.
My point being that sometimes the divide is cultural. It's not necessarily racial or tribal. But listen, boy, you guys going at it hammer and tong this way. I'm not surprised. I guess St. Mary's thought too much heat. But we always appreciate that kind of thing here on the Oakley Show. So I'll be it brief. Thank you for your participation this morning.
My pleasure entirely.
All right. Jared Taylor, editor of American Renaissance and self-described race realist, and Peter March, professor of philosophy at St. Mary's University in Halifax. A good day to both.